Unpublished Opinion for November 16th, 2005. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, Simba speaks. You'll hear the true Simba. Next, I talk about how my triathlon training is going, and then I'll talk about the weather. First up, I finally think that I managed to capture Simba in all his Simba glory. I used my digital camera to make a little video of him, which I was going to put up on my blog, but unfortunately it was just too dark in the apartment at the time that I took it, so it doesn't really show up that well, but the sound is pretty good, and it gives you a real opportunity to hear what it is that I hear on a daily basis. So the upcoming little clip, what you'll hear is Simba meowing, of course, and there's a little pause in it, and he'll meow some more. And then what you'll hear is sort of a banging noise. That's him hopping up on the shelf where he likes to hop up and get his treats from. And then after he's up there and he hasn't gotten any treats, you'll hear him meowing, begging me to give him some treats. So enjoy. Here you have it. Simba Kitty. I hope you enjoyed that. Simba certainly didn't. As I was playing back the sound and listening to it, he started meowing. I think he thought there was another cat here, and then he just tried to jump up where the speakers for my computer are. So I don't think he liked hearing himself on tape, but I hope that you guys liked hearing why people call Simba the loudest cat in the world. He's been known to do that at 4 in the morning, which really isn't fun. It's not as cute as at 4 in the afternoon, so. But I hope you enjoyed listening to him. So next up, my triathlon training. Today was a day off. Right now I have 2 days off during the week on this schedule, so it's today and Sunday. But nonetheless, I'm still sort of thinking about it all the time, apparently. Even though I just started the training, I've sort of become obsessed with it already. The other night, apparently, I was talking in my sleep, and I woke Prince E up and said, "But we still have to go biking!" And he very calmly responded, "Okay, we'll go biking." And that, you know, calmed me enough that we both were able to go back to sleep. But then I remembered later that I was actually dreaming about coming out of the lake and going to the transition for the bicycle, which is just bizarre why I'm dreaming of this stuff already. The other thing that happened is I think that I may have found sort of my target spring triathlon. Actually, it's not until May, so I think that some point between now and then I'm going to try and do 2 of the indoor triathlons where it's sort of at a gym and you do the pool, the exercise bike, and the treadmill, which I think will be good to make sure that I can physically handle the different disciplines, and then in the spring I can actually work on doing the, you know, the transitions and being in the open water and all that. And the very good news is that my running buddy Betty has said that she would like to actually do a triathlon with me in the spring. She's actually been doing training herself. She's actually been thinking about this way longer than I have. She was actually started last year a little training, you know, doing swimming and biking sort of off and on as cross training with her running. So she's actually further ahead than I am, but I think it'll be good to have someone to talk to about all the different things. She was giving me pointers today on how to put on my new swim cap because I couldn't figure out how to get all of my hair into it. So tomorrow's the first day of swimming. Hopefully that'll go well. And yesterday was running. I did just about 20 minutes of actual running with a 5-minute warm-up and cool-down. I used the treadmill at the gym because, like I mentioned before, During 3 to 5 in the afternoon, the indoor track is closed, so I use the treadmill. It actually wasn't too bad. I'm sure I'll get sick of it before long, but it was actually pretty good in that it actually overlooks a giant window to the outside world, so it's better than looking at a white wall. So I can, you know, see the weather, what's going on, see people. We're up on the second floor, so I can see people driving by, people walking by, and the trees and things like that, so it's not too bad. I was able to watch a little bit of the Ellen DeGeneres show yesterday, too, so that's always nice to be able to watch some good TV while you're on the treadmill. It makes it go a little faster. And the run was fine. It was, you know, running. It's not as fun as it is outdoors, but it went fine. And like I said, swimming's tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. And I did figure out where the pool was, so that's a good step in the right direction. It's right off the locker room, so I don't have to go parading around in my swimsuit or anything like that. So I will be sure and let you all know how the swim goes in the next podcast. And finally today, I'm going to talk about the weather. Now, I know normally this is what you talk about when you don't have anything else to talk about with people, but today, the weather's kind of important here in Chicago. It kind of started on Sunday. We had wind advisory, you know, strong winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. If you saw the Bears game, it affected that quite a bit. And then on Monday was the first day that I did what I dread every season in the winter, is I put on the big heavy coat, but it was time. And then yesterday, for the first time this season in the afternoon, I could see my breath, and then you know it's getting cold. And then today, it culminated with, guess what? Snow! Just some flurries, nothing really sticking to the ground, but nonetheless, the first snow of the year is upon us. Now, I know that people that don't live in Chicago or, you know, colder climates think that it's always cold here, and it's not. It gets hot in the summer, and it's drastic change when it starts getting this cold. So, but, you know, I'm prepared. I've got the hat and the gloves and the big coat, and I'm ready for it. It's just always kind of a shock, the first super, super cold day of the winter. Well, I guess it's still technically fall, but the first winter-like day when the snow starts falling, it's always a big day. So I'm sure there's plenty more snow to come, but I wouldn't mind if it waited a little longer before it showing up in full force. And that will do it for this edition of Unpublished Opinion. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit my blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. Simba's feeling very proud of himself with all the nice comments that people have left him about his pretty portraits on there. Also, feel free to email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. And also, feel free to vote for me at Podcast Alley. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon.